What would you say if that was a picture of our relationship with God? Because it is, if you think about it. This is the story of Hosea in the Old Testament. The prophet Hosea, an actual man, was commanded by God to marry a woman of promiscuity, an adulterous wife, it says in our scripture lesson, a prostitute, if you will. And in order to show the relationship that Israel had with God at the time, this was the lesson that Hosea would show the people. He would marry a prostitute and have children faithfully with her in order to show how the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah, God's people, had literally been unfaithful to God. This is the story of Hosea, and it is the story of us, you and I. Throughout our life, not just now during this period of Lent, but throughout our entire life, we are often spiritual prostitutes. Now, it may not be all at once, but we might find ourselves running after something that's more important than God. It might be that we cling to something that is more important to God. We weary and we run away from our Lord in many different ways. We deliberately sin against Him and therefore cause a natural rift between us and God. Yes, we are oftentimes spiritual prostitutes that are in need of help. Even on the same day in which we are joined to our Lord through the cross and baptism, we might be sinning the next day after we've been forgiven. It doesn't take us very long to sin. Now that's the relationship that people of old and Old Testament had as well, that they needed this lesson just as much as we need this lesson ourselves tonight. You see, during the period of the Old Testament, there were various kings. And a lot of them, most of them actually, were not good kings. And they actually deserted God, and they made God very much so vanish from their nation. Now, it happened for hundreds and hundreds of years. And it got to a point where the nation of Israel broke in two. We now call it Israel and Judah. Everywhere from Jerusalem up north was called Israel, and it had its own very king, and its own separate laws, and its own separate people. Everything from Jerusalem south was called and considered Judah. Now, it got even worse that the nation of Israel, the northern part of the kingdom that broke in half, got incredibly worse on top of it. And their king decided to partner up with the enemy nations of Egypt and Assyria, and modern-day Turkey and Iraq. And they would devote themselves to their gods and their way of life and their rules instead of the Lord. And so God here is offering this picture of their relationship to Him once more. And offering Him and them, these people, a way out. You see, He made this promise to Hosea, even though he would marry an adulterous and unfaithful wife to him, there's still a promise to be had. And he says this, even though he names his own children, we would never even consider naming our own children, such as like, you are not my God, to name them after the nation of Israel. He says this, yet the Israelites will be like sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted. In the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, they will be called sons of the living God. The people of Judah and the people of Israel will be reunited, and they will appoint one leader. And that leader will come up out of the land, for great will be that day. Well, that did not happen all at once. We know that for sure. This was 700 years before that one leader would come, and his name was Jesus. And he would reunite God's people, not just by land, but reunite God's people to himself. And that's the message of Hosea. That's the Hosea love story that we have tonight. That no matter how promiscuous you and I are in devoting ourselves to anyone or anything more than God, by putting anything before our own God, God will still have us back because we made a promise to him, and God made a promise even stronger to us. And it's a covenant that's even stronger than marriage. You see, God didn't just put a ring on your finger. God placed a cross on your heart and gave you a name, his name, Christian. Now, if that happened to you, you cannot be deserted from God. You cannot be divorced from God. And that's what he wants to let you know tonight. During this time of Lent, we will go back and forth between being penitent, being very prayerful, and then really not doing so hot. We'll sin, and then you'll have days where we feel like a saint. And no matter what happens, God will still be your faithful husband throughout it all. That's the message we have tonight, and the message actually will continue. The next weeks ahead, we'll build on this excerpt, this video of the Hosea love story. And until that time, take faith that the Hosea love story isn't just a story between Hosea and his wife, but it's a love story between you and God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.